We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
How are you looking? Bill Michaels Show, we're on the air. We are glad you're here. Appreciate you hanging out with us. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. And, by the way, some breaking sports news. Breaking sports news, which breaking sports news, by the way, brought to you by Indeed. You can post a job today at Indeed.com/hire, but the Warriors say that Klay Thompson is going to be able to play this season. Will be able to play this season after tearing the ACL in his left knee in Game 6 of the NBA Finals. He said it's unlikely, by the way. I should say unlikely that he's going to play this season. Some news just coming out that it's going to take him longer to rehab that. So the Warriors' Klay Thompson unlikely to play this season while he still recovers from that torn ACL that he suffered in Game 6 in the NBA Finals. According to the general manager, Bob Myers said last month that five-time All-Star would be sidelined until at least the All-Star break, but Steve Kerr said no. He said it's unlikely that he's going to play this year, telling NBC Sports Bay Area, which plans to publish the entire interview later today. He said, so we have to understand that going into the season. You have to look at it realistically. I had an ACL tear back in college, and I missed an entire season. Generally, an ACL for a basketball player is a full year's worth of recovery, and if it's a full year for Klay, that puts him out for the entire season. So if you were hoping, if you're a Warriors fan, that Klay Thompson would be coming back anytime soon, nah, baby, nah. And again, breaking news brought to you by our friends at Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Now, closer to home, The breaking news was that, oh my God, in case you thought, well, I'm not going to pay attention to this game. It's going to be a win. I'm going to worry about the game coming up next week, throwing the midday chili on the stove and watching the Badgers and the Ohio State Buckeyes go at it, and that was going to be kind of for all the marbles. No, it didn't happen that way. Because the Badgers fell to number 13. They dropped 7 spots. Ohio State now number 3 in the country. Alabama back at number 1, Clemson or LSU, depending on which one you look at number 2, Ohio State number 3. If you just go by the AP, which I go by that more than I go by the coaches poll, Alabama, LSU, Ohio State, and Clemson, followed by Oklahoma, Penn State, Florida, Notre Dame, Auburn, Georgia, Oregon, Utah, and then Wisconsin. The problem with Wisconsin is that that is such an ugly loss. The only thing that would have made it worse is would it have happened to Camp Randall. But that is such an ugly loss. Now, the good news is you play Ohio State and you play Penn State. So you have those two teams that you can still get in your season. Okay? The problem is you have to wait for everybody else to fall to you. So let's just say you beat Ohio State. Well, Ohio State goes out of the top 4. Clemson moves up. Most likely Oklahoma moves up. You got Florida in the SEC. So Florida eventually is going to get a beat down somewhere, and they're going to end up getting knocked out. So they're not going to be there. Notre Dame's the fly in the ointment. I think Notre Dame and Brian Kelly sucks. And I think they're an aberration each and every year, every time they get ranked so high, because everybody kisses Notre Dame's ass. But I don't think Notre Dame belongs there. Auburn sitting at 6-1. Well, we know they're going to end up facing Alabama in the Iron Bowl, so one of those two teams is not going to be around anymore. If Alabama takes a loss, they'll probably fall to number 6 or number 5. Auburn can jump up maybe and then be right there with them, but if Auburn gets beat, then they're out of it. Okay, they're gone. Georgia still has some tough games in the SEC to go. You've got Oregon and Utah then ahead of you. If Wisconsin should beat Ohio State and beat Penn State, just on those two alone, you're going to find themselves probably at about number 7. Okay, you beat Ohio State this weekend, you're jumping to number 10. You'll jump at least to number 10. You beat Penn State after that, you'll jump a couple more spots, maybe to 8 or 9. Now you're going to have some teams ahead of you fall. There still is the outside chance that you could get into the Final Four, but you have to win out. And you have to beat the hell out of Ohio State there, and you have to beat the hell out of Ohio State in the Big Ten championship game. Easier said than done. So if you're Wisconsin, there's still a shot, but it is a far shot, okay? But you still play 3 ranked teams. I was mistaken, by the way. They don't play Penn State. They play Iowa. So, because I knew they had a ranked teams back-to-back. You don't play Penn State. You play Ohio State, then Iowa, Nebraska, Purdue, and then the 17th-ranked Minnesota Golden Gophers. And oh, by the way, Minnesota, I don't know if anybody else is paying attention to this or not, but Minnesota has not lost a game. Now, granted, they haven't played the stiffest competition as of yet, but they beat Illinois 40-17. They drilled Nebraska 34-7. They beat the hell out of Rutgers, 42-7. On the road at Purdue, 38-31, they got a win, and then the rest of their wins are out of conference. But I'm not sitting here saying Minnesota's really good, okay? Don't get me wrong, because Minnesota's next 3 games, 3 of their last 4 games, by the way, they play ranked teams, but their next 3 games, they play Maryland at home in Minnesota, in Minneapolis. Then they take on Penn State in Minneapolis. And then they got, excuse me, then they have to travel to Iowa. After that, then they get Northwestern. But they get Northwestern on the road. That's always a weird place to play. And then they get Wisconsin for Paul Bunyan's axe at the end of the year. So, and they get Wisconsin there. So if they're still ranked, that's not a bad win if they have to go into Minnesota to get Paul Bunyan's axe back. And the Badgers do it as well. That can help you also. But Minnesota's, you know, I'm not fully believing in Minnesota, but I am saying this, that they have come on as of late as a football program, and I give them credit. So do you think there's any way in hell the Badgers get back into the Final Four? Or how many losses now would you look at the Badgers and say, you know what, this is where their season is? Because at the beginning of the season, you said get to 9 wins, 9 or 10. You know, not a bad way to go if you get to 9 or 10 wins. So, where they're at right now, okay, they've got 6 wins, they're 6-1. Do you think they beat Ohio State? If I had to bet my house, I'm going to say no, that would make them 6-2. Getting Iowa at home, I think they get that win 7-2. At Nebraska, 8-2. Against Purdue, 9-2. Against Minnesota, 10-2. I think they can finish the season 10-2. I really do. Now, that I don't think puts them, it certainly gets them to win the West, but I don't think it gets them to a Final Four. It puts them in the Big Ten championship game, most likely against Ohio State, which is where they're going to have to make their bones. If they want the 11th win of the season, that'll be where they have to go, and then they got a bowl game coming up. They could still end up with a 12-2 season, and that is unbelievably respectable from where we thought they would be. But it just completely took the air out of the balloon when they lost to Lovie Smith and Company down in Champaign. So that's tough. Let's go to our buddy Tim, listening to us in Fredonia. Tim, welcome to the program, The Bill Michael Show. What's happening, man?
Billy, I lost you yesterday. Sorry, it wouldn't reach me.
That's all right.
I would have phone tipped me, no biggie. But
that's all right.
I didn't hang up on you. That's not my style. You know that.
Sure.
So, Bill, I was kind of listening before the break. I was going to get back to the Packers thing on the defense and the question you asked, actually. Is it concerning, Bill? You always talk about the numbers. You always say in football, the film don't lie, right, Bill?
Right.
I mean, yeah, the film don't lie. The numbers don't lie either. And people are really going to overlook it because they're winning right now. If they'd be 4-3 and with a loss to the Raiders on gun, you know, you'd see a whole different level of concern about it. But like I say, I'm willing to. I mean, Savage is gone. I know he's a rookie, but he plays pretty smart. He doesn't play like a rookie back there, Bill. So We'll see what happens on that. And at the end of the day, and I'll mirror what Paul Immig said. I think it makes the Packers a better team with Devontae. I mean, not a better team, but it makes them force to use other weapons. And I think it's going to pay dividends for them when the weather gets cold and if they make it into the playoffs and the whole nine yards, Bill, because at the end of the day, that offense should be clicking by the time the season rolls around. They have a full season under their belt. They should be ready to go. I don't know what you think on that, but as far as the Badgers go, they ain't beating Ohio State on Saturday, Bill. I will bet you dinner at the Capitol Grill.
No. I don't think they beat Ohio State. I still think there's a chance, but I don't think they do. I mean, if you and I are going to sit down and put even $50 on it, I'm going with Ohio State all day long, and I don't care what the spread is.
Right. What is the spread on the game, by the way?
I think it's like 14.
No. Well, okay. I might take the Badgers at 14 in that, but you know, we'll see what happens. But disappointing loss on Saturday. All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. Thanks,
all right, buddy. Talk to you. He drops off. You get on board 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. You want to give us a shout? Please feel free to go ahead and do so. 855-830-8648. Trying to see here what the betting line is, and I think it's 14. I'm not positive though. I have to find out. Yes, it is. Ohio State's giving 14, so it's 14 right now. 67% of the money, by the way, coming in is betting on Ohio State and the Badgers not to cover. 33% of the money going on the Badgers. I think the Badgers defense does have a bounce back. I just, for what Ohio State throws up there with that team speed, and God, they're just that good, man. I don't know how else to put it. I didn't think Ohio State would be this good this year, to be perfectly honest with you. I didn't. But they are, and to be playing at home this contest, I know the Badgers defensively are good. I don't know if they were just exposed or they just kind of were playing a flat game, but you know, Justin Fields, J.K. Dobbins are just so good. Then you throw in Benjamin Victor and Austin Mack and, you know, Garrett Wilson. They got some weapons over there. And they got a big old offensive line too. That Thayer Munford, that dude's for real. He's only a junior. He could actually go pro this year, I think, if he wanted to, but that boy's got some girth to him. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Do you think there's any way the Badgers go into the Shoe and knock off Ohio State? We'll get into that conversation coming up. Also, we got some more Packers conversation. But at the bottom of the hour, you're going to want to take a listen. Remember Tim Donaghy, the former NBA referee? He's got the film coming out, Inside Game. It's going to be released in theaters Friday, November 1st. And he's the guy that the disgraced NBA official who claimed that, yeah, he was fixing some games and others were doing it as well. He is going to be coming on the program and joining us here at the bottom of the hour. We're going to be talking with him. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show is next.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
James, listen, I get it, I understand that. Tell you what I'm talking about coming up here in just a moment. This portion of the program brought to you by Neumel Medical, treating guys with ED all over the state of Wisconsin, well beyond the borders as well. They have a location in Chicago. They have one in Milwaukee, also one in Green Bay, and all you got to do is call. Call for one number for appointments at any one of the locations, 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. And we know fall is coming, which means the indoor activities are going to heat up, so to speak. And if you are struggling or know somebody who is, you want to call. Just tell them, make a phone call. It's as simple as that. Easy. You can't do anything. You can't treat anything if you do not call. You have nobody to blame but yourself if you don't call. And if you're feeling sluggish, if you're feeling moody, if you're run down, if you're tired all the time, you don't have the energy to get up and even work out, then you need to call them as well. If you're over the age of 30, go get your numbers checked. It could be low T, low testosterone. Or if you just want to lose some weight and start a new you and feel good and lighten up a little bit and feel some energy, then they can help you out with the all-in-one weight loss plan as well. And it's as simple as that. Call them again, 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. That's the Neumel Medical Center. So I was talking about a little bit earlier about the Badgers and the opportunity for them, if things fall their way, to get into the Final Four still. And Donald says, tweets me, by the way. By the way, if you want to get a hold of us, do it on our phone number, 855-830-8648 on the Milwaukee Admirals, hashtag Admirals Talk Line, Admirals 50 Talk Line. And you can hit me up on Twitter, which many of you have been doing, @Bill_Michaels, @Bill_Michaels. There's a Facebook fan page at Facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow. You can also look for the blue check mark there to make sure you got the right Bill Michaels. There's The Real Bill Michaels over on Instagram and the website. You can catch also the article about the numbers that I put up regarding the Packers defense at BillMichaelsSports.com. That's BillMichaelsSports.com. Donald says Wisconsin has to win out and they will get in, but you have them playing OSU twice, but in order to get in, they will need to play an undefeated Penn State team in the Big Ten championship game and win. That would give UW multiple top five wins, which is a great scenario. You're absolutely right. But I still think, I mean, just look, if Ohio State has one loss and they still beat Ohio State and they beat them handily on a neutral field, Ohio State carries the cachet. If you can beat them twice, you're saying something. If Penn State doesn't knock off Ohio State, it's not terrible because that means Ohio State is still one of those top teams. Either way, though, you're right. You know, put it this way. With a one-loss team beating Ohio State and then beating Penn State in the Big Ten title game, I don't know if that has as much cachet to the committee as it would. I know numerically it could, but I don't know if that carries as much cachet as a one-loss Ohio State team and you beat them twice in one season. But either way, I understand where you're going with this. James says you're reaching on this one. And I know. I am. I get it. You have to. If you have any consideration about getting in to the Final Four, you have to reach, right? That's what it is. So to answer your question, yep, I get it. I understand it. But that's, excuse me, that's where we're at. They really, really, really kind of screwed themselves up by falling to Illinois. And I don't, that's master of the obvious. But I knew a lot of people that didn't even watch that Badger game on Saturday. They had other things going on. They're like, it's Illinois. We'll, next weekend, we're gearing up for it. And I just remember saying, okay, you know, I get it. But I don't think you want to look past them getting ready to go into that Ohio State game. And, you know, I think a lot of fans look past them. I think the Badgers look past them, and it got them. Got them in the end. 855-830-8648. Mary writes in the Wendy's email inbox, as a Badger fan, I hope you are right. I don't think they can beat a two-loss Ohio State team and get in, although Ohio State would not have two losses when they beat them the second time. You're figuring Ohio State beats Penn State. Okay, so they would only be a one-loss team at that point. Then if you beat them the second time, then you're correct. There would be a two-loss team. I am hoping my Badgers get there. I just don't think they do. It's very much excitement for this area. We are so proud of what they've been able to accomplish this year. This is the Badgers way. Mary, I love your enthusiasm and love your support. Okay? I do. This can't be the Badgers way if you have aspirations to be bigger. Okay? I've said this before, and Dan, you're a perfect example of this. The Badgers not getting enough national love. They talk about all the other bigger programs and the blue blood programs, such as Ohio State, Alabama, and Clemson. And Clemson's only been a newcomer to the championship. They're playing well, and Notre Dame gets way too much respect. Why are they not getting as much respect as Notre Dame? You know why? Because you're not winning championships. Now, Notre Dame hasn't won a championship in a while, but they've been there. And it's Notre Dame. It carries that cachet. Ohio State has won them. It carries that cachet. Alabama, Clemson. Once you win a title, you get extra respect. You just do. You can't complain about not getting respect when you went in and lost to Illinois. That you cannot complain about not getting respect when you lost to Illinois. You just can't. When you win a title, you get respect. Until then, you are just a wannabe, nothing more. You can pound your chest. You can say how great you are. You can say, why don't we get more respect? But the only way you get it is if you go out and earn it until you get that championship. Once you get it, you're in a whole different class. You are then sitting atop the mountain on that pedestal, looking down at everybody else, just like those are, that have won it are doing to you right now. But you can't complain until you win something. You can have the best season going ever in the history of ever, and it doesn't matter until you win a championship. Charlie says, it's funny that I think everybody on your program is smoking a crack. I don't think the Badgers have a shot in hell at getting to the Final Four. Let's see what happens. Look, that's your opinion. That's fine. I still say if they win out and win in the Big Ten championship game, they can have a shot, but you got to get help. I just gave you the scenario in which they'd have to get. Look, are they getting there without help? Heck no. Not at all. Ain't happening. But just through osmosis, it's going to happen. LSU and Alabama are going to play. You've got Florida going to play. Notre Dame's going to play some more teams. Although Notre Dame, out of all the entire schedule, it's not necessarily the most difficult of schedules. Who do they have left? They got Michigan coming up. We all know that. And they play that game at Michigan. And that's probably one of the only times I'm rooting for Michigan. They have Virginia Tech. They go on the road to Duke. They've got Navy, Boston College, and Stanford. They don't play, other than Michigan, they don't play any other ranked teams the rest of the way. I don't even think, to be honest with you, I don't think Notre Dame, where is Notre Dame's big win? They beat Virginia 35-20 when Virginia was ranked 18th in the country. They lost to Georgia on the road. They don't have really a signature win. I mean, that Virginia win's it. Now, if they knocked off Michigan, that would be another, quote, signature win. Why is Notre Dame getting so much publicity? I agree with many of you. They beat Louisville, New Mexico, and then they lost to Georgia, Virginia, Bowling Green State University, USC, Michigan, Virginia Tech, Duke, Navy, Boston College, and Stanford. So their schedule's not even that good. I used to love watching Notre Dame football. Back when Lou Holtz was there, man, I was a Lou Holtz fan. I love watching Notre Dame football. Now it just, Notre Dame is like wearing sandpaper underwear. It just irritates the hell out of me. Just does. 855-830-8648. Coming up next, an interesting segment. Former NBA referee, Tim Donaghy. And you remember that name? He ended up spending some time in jail. He got drummed out of the NBA. Claimed that the fix was in. He's got a film coming out, or there is a film coming out about all of this called Inside Game. It's going to be released in theaters on Friday, November 1st. And I thought it'd be interesting because there's obviously some things that you want to talk about regarding all of this. I remember going back to this years ago when David Stern sitting there in front of everybody with that kind of Joker-esque smile on his face saying there wasn't any problem with the NBA. How dare you think that the NBA was rigged in any way, shape, or form. And lo and behold, it was, in a semblance, anyway. And it cast a shadow on everything in the NBA. So we're going to talk with Tim Donaghy. That is coming up next on The Bill Michaels Show.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Glad you are here. Thanks so much for taking a listen to us. We certainly appreciate you. Veering away from some Packers football and college football, Badgers specifically. The movie is called Inside Game. If you go to YouTube, you can see the trailer for it. It comes into theaters nationally on Friday, November 1st. And it is the story of life as an NBA official, Tim Donaghy specifically, who now joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Tim, how are you doing today? Thanks for joining us.
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me.
So the film is about to come out, and when the idea for the film came up, give me your thoughts when you were approached regarding this.
Basically, I wanted nothing to do with it. They came down and spoke in Sarasota, Florida, and I actually declined involved in it. Fast forward, they said that they were going to do the movie with or without me, came back to me after it was done, sat down and showed me the film, And I thought that there was a good message in the film about choices and how each of us made some poor choices and that not only affected ourselves, but our families. And, you know, they were going to make a lot of donations towards a school in Springfield, Pennsylvania for mentally and physically challenged boys. So, you know, I jumped on board after the fact, after it was already made.
So I wanted to ask you specifically because out of everything that's been said regarding, you know, everything you've gone through and what the NBA went through, what is probably one or two of the things that have been maybe taken as fact that were rumors or misnomers or that are erroneous that you wanted to correct?
You know, I think a lot of people think I refereed that famous Game 6 between the Sacramento Kings and the Los Angeles Lakers in 2002. When Sacramento had the best team in the league and that game was kind of officiated poorly. I think a lot of people think that I was involved in that game and I wasn't. You know, just the whole game-fixing thing, I think a lot of people think also that I was out there sending players like Shaquille O'Neal or Kobe Bryant to the bench with fouls to make sure they could win. And I think Luke does a really good job at showing, you know, that I was using that information with injuries, you know, or relationships with these and other players. It's up well in the movie.
By the way, we're talking with Tim Donaghy, former NBA official. The movie's coming out called Inside Game. It's going to be released in you know, nationally in theaters on Friday, November 1st. So when you said it's a film about making poor choices, give me how this came about. When this was something you thought consciously about possibly doing, when you said, okay, this is where, because once you make the decision, you don't ever go back. You can't go back down that road again, you know? So give me your thoughts on all of that and how that came about.
My thoughts on when I was game?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I gambled because I was at clubs. I was playing big money guys, playing blackjack, and afterwards jumping in limos, heading down to the casinos and, you know, hanging out with a high roller type crowd and started betting on sporting events and eventually betting on the NBA and betting on games that I officiated. So, you know, I was crossing the line I shouldn't have been near. Unfortunately, I just made one bad choice or another. And you know, that being said, I ended up paying a price for it.
I don't know how to put this. I guess give me the players' reactions and other officials' reactions when all of this kind of came to light. Whenever I remember when everything opened up and, you know, you had breaking news and ESPN was coming in every 5 minutes with something else regarding this. And what was the reaction from players that you had refereed, from guys that you had worked with? Were you excommunicated immediately, or were there people that reached out to you that said, hang in there? I mean, what was the reaction internally?
From the NBA league office and from the officiating system, I definitely was excommunicated, you know, but there were a lot of players, owners that reached out to me because they knew that this had been going on not only with me but with people. With that being said, Francisi, who was a captain of the Colombo crime family, said that in the 1990s he had three NBA referees on his personal payroll, and none of them were named Tim Donaghy. So I think the players and a lot of the coaches and some of the owners thought that this had been going on for years and they wanted it corrected and they wanted it out of the game and they wanted the rules enforced as they were written in the rule book and nobody put at an advantage or a disadvantage.
Do you believe that it still goes on today?
You know, I think that when I watch these games, there's still special treatment that goes on between some referees and certain players and certain teams. I can't say as if that information is being passed along for the ability to win at gambling. I can only say that, you know, there are times that a lot of strange and unusual things still happen in the NBA.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, just because you have a relationship with a guy and you kind of give a guy a little bit of a pass, we've seen it happen with LeBron at times and such, it doesn't necessarily mean you have money on the game. It just means that maybe you gave this guy a little more respect or what have you, because we all talk about the superstar treatment, and that certainly exists in the NBA, correct?
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, when you're an NBA referee and you're coming into the league, they'll sit down and tell you that, you know, nobody pays $2,000-$3,000 to sit courtside to see a player, you know, like LeBron James go to the bench in the first quarter with three fouls. So if you're going to put a foul on him, make sure he's the only player in that area and you can't dish it off on somebody else. Make sure when he has one or two fouls, give him another cheap one.
And that's one of the disconcerting things about the NBA. I remember when David Stern, the commissioner at the time, you know, had said, well, there was no cheating, no favoritism and such. I remember going with the Bucks when they were going to the Eastern Conference Finals and Scotty Williams being pulled off the plane and being suspended. And, you know, it just everybody goes back to the New York Knicks and the fix. And there was a lot of things that happened in the NBA that raised eyebrows. And the whole time you've got the commissioner standing up there going, no, we are beyond reproach. And then obviously things like this unfold. And it really did cast a light on the NBA where it just kind of needed to clean itself up, didn't it?
No doubt about it. The FBI did a full investigation and said that they had a lot of things that within their own business that needed to be cleaned up. And when having Stern going on national TV, doing an interview and being asked a question, what is your ideal NBA Finals match? He says the Lakers versus the Lakers. The arrogance of him to say is just remarkable, and us as officials, we're being told, trained, and programmed what to call in these games, and a lot of times NBA referees were put on certain games to make sure certain outcomes came of it, and Dick Bavetta was one of those referees where he said he was the NBA's go-to guy. He was put on game sixes to make sure they went to a game seven.
Before I let you go, so the film is coming out on November 1st in theaters, and after the film was said and done and you sat down and watched the film, what reflection did you have at that point in time?
I was just as embarrassed today as I was 10 years ago when this all went down. You talk about your life playing out in a movie for everybody to see and a lot of the poor choices that you made. It's embarrassing, but like I said, there's some good that's come of it with donations to a school needs money, and one can see the message of the poor choices and not only how it affects each and every one of us, but how it affects our families. And I think there's a message there.
Tim, I appreciate the time. Glad you joined us for a couple of minutes. I find it completely compelling, and anybody that follows sports probably will as well. The film comes out on November 1st, Friday. It's called The Inside Game, and obviously it's the life and times of you. And we wish you the best of luck, and we certainly appreciate you joining us for a couple of minutes, okay?
Thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely. There you go. Tim Donaghy, the former NBA referee. The film is called, again, Inside Game. Going to be released in theaters nationally on Friday, November 1st. And it was, when that whole story came about, it was fascinating. Because you're coming out of a Bucks run to the Eastern Conference Final, and that's still stuck in a lot of people's craw. That Scotty Williams was pulled off of that plane and told he was suspended. We were heading to Philadelphia and game seven, and we knew the league wanted Philadelphia, the bigger market, against the LA Lakers. We knew it. You just knew it, that this little city of Milwaukee was never going to get a fair shot. And then when that happened, you thought, okay, the fix is in. And damned if they still didn't almost beat Philadelphia, but the league got what they wanted. They got Allen Iverson and company against Kobe and Shaq. And obviously the Lakers go on to win that series. But, as he said, there was times that it was just Dick Bavetta was just that guy that just you always knew. There was just always something about the league that just seemed that they had their thumb on the scale. The scale was never going to be equal. It was never going to be even. And then all this came to light. Now, it's who you choose to believe. Do you believe the NBA is completely clean and justified in the exiling of Tim Donaghy? Yeah, most do, but I don't think they're completely clean. I just don't. I never did. You can watch video after video after video of certain treatment of superstars. And, as he said, when you come in as a rookie referee, they tell you, hey, people aren't paying $2,000 to sit courtside to watch, Giannis be out late in the first quarter because of three fouls. I think the NBA game, one, is the most physically demanding game in all of sport, okay? Because of the pounding the body takes in so many different ways. It doesn't mean football isn't, pounding. It certainly is. But the most physically demanding game in all of sport is the NBA. So it's very physical. It's very fast. It is tough to officiate and get everything 100% right. But I think what goes on in the NBA that frustrates fans is the perception that there are stars and there's everybody else, is the perception that one guy's going to get something that the other people just simply aren't privy to, And that to me has always been and will always be what taints the game of basketball, which is the reason a lot of people don't watch the NBA. They look at the college game instead. Because in colleges, they don't care who fouls out. You know, if you got a guy that goes to the bench with three fouls early on in the first half, so be it. He's got three fouls. But the NBA will always be perceived as looking as if it has a thumb on the scales. And that's what sucks about the NBA. That's why when it comes to the NBA, specifically late in the season, a lot of people will throw their hands up and say, not watching this anymore. Just and especially when it's against your team, obviously, but I'm just not watching this anymore. Now, you know, and people seem to cheer when Giannis will go down the middle of the lane and you know, do the giant Euro drop step and pivot and turn and two steps and then up and dunk, and we love it. But you know in the back of your mind, you know, he just walked half the court and nobody called a damn thing. And that's what taints the game. But in retrospect, it's still exciting, and it's fast becoming a more and more and more popular sport with each passing day. But Tim Donaghy, man, that period of time was a big, huge black eye on the NBA, without a doubt. This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends over there at Quick Trip. Top-tier alternative fuels, no-fee ATM, and don't forget, they have the Packers opening drive contest. Go in there right now and get yourself the Quick Rewards card. Use your Quick Rewards card. Get Johnsonville Brats or Quickery Buns or C-Store for details. And you can get registered for a prize package, including some tickets. You can get cash for the opening drive, for each yard gain, for a field goal, touchdown, even additional cash. It's all going on at Quick Trip. That's our friends over at Quick Trip. Stop in today and make sure you tell them we sent you. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Interesting interview. Tim Donaghy, the disgraced referee, the official coming out of the NBA. And I know there's some people that are really upset that we had him on, but I think it's an incredibly interesting story. And it's not just because of him, okay? It's more so because the NBA was in such defiance of anything ever being even remotely wrong with their sports, when we all knew it was, we could all see it, and that was. I remember that coming out, going, "We told you so." There it is, you know. Heading down to Super Bowl, heading down to Miami. Compliments to some of our terrific friends, Joette and the whole staff over there at Nice Ash, West Main Street, downtown Waukesha. Great selection. I haven't been down in a while. I got to get down there. I was just going through my humidor the other day, and I thought, man, I haven't had a cigar in for forever. Mainly because I've had this cold, but great selection of spirits and beers and cigars and hookahs and a lot of fun. And every Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, they have live music down there. And it's such a relaxing atmosphere. They have Wi-Fi. Go down there and enjoy the Wi-Fi and just take a load off. It's a terrific place. It's called Nice Ash. And they say, get your ash in here. And I recommend it as well. And then there's our friends over there at Euros West on East Moreland Boulevard in Waukesha, which they have huge breakfast. They got a giant omelet, that ham and cheese omelet I get there all the time, and those big giant pancakes as big as your head. But they cater as well. If it's New York strips or ribeyes, whatever it happens to be, they can do that, or freshly carved gyros right there on site. They do it all. But when you go in, make sure you look for Leo and Steve. His dad's always sitting there as well. They're great people. Great people out there at Euros West. I go there all the time. It's right down the street from my house, but they're helping us out as well. Last night, is it really any surprise that the Patriots got yet another win? To be honest with you, I mean, come on. It's getting it's becoming kind of a joke, you know, I guess, for lack of a better term. You know, the fact that they don't really play anybody. The Patriots get a couple of wins over some decent teams every now and then, but for the most part, I mean, look at that division they play in. The Jets are 1-5, and they suck. You know, Tom Brady last night, 31-45, 249 yards and a touchdown. Boy, Le'Veon Bell, he hasn't done anything. And holding out an entire year, not doing much, 15 carries, 70 yards, you know, nothing there. Now, granted, he doesn't have an offensive line really to run behind, but he basically became, I'll go to the highest paying team It wasn't about winning. It's all about money, and that's what you get out of Le'Veon Bell, and that's the reason I wouldn't have touched him after he sat out for an entire season, because guys like that show you their true colors. I understand. Look, go get as much as you can because it's a short-lived period of time, but don't tell me you want to be a winner when all you're doing is signing the money on a craptastic team. And New York, both New York teams, just absolutely stink right now. Just are terrible. But the Patriots, just we'll see in the AFC Championship game against whoever you happen to play, and then you know we'll see in Miami again this year. I just hope somebody along the way is able to knock off the Patriots. It's not that I hate them. It's just kind of like the Yankees. You're just tired of them, you know? It's just time. You know, you need a new face atop the NFL. But the Patriots, you got to give it to them, though. You may hate them, but you got to respect them. But they go to 7-0 on the season. Yet another win last night, 33-0 over the New York Jets. And the AFC is kind of a yawner. The NFC is where it's at right now. A lot of competition, a lot of good football. But the AFC, everybody in the AFC right now just playing for second best. Hang in there. We got a lot more yet to go. Obviously, we're going to hear from Matt LaFleur, the head coach of your Green Bay Packers. Also, we got the football frenzy we have not done yet. We're going to do it. And our buddy Pete Futek, collegefootballnews.com, our insider, he is going to join us. We're going to talk a little bit more about what happened down in Illinois and then whether or not he feels the Badgers even have a remote shot at getting into the Final Four. Plus, one guy calls it a career, and we love him. We'll talk about that coming up as well. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michael Show after this.
Listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.